Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Friday the 13th means a lot of things to a lot of people. Herd folk used to think it was bad luck in the old world. Others used it as an excuse to celebrate. A game of chicken with the devil, maybe. Whatever it was back then, don't matter one bit these days. Here on the circuit, we've stacked a claim on this most auspicious of days. It's fitting. We've always tried to make the best of a bad situation, so it makes some kind of sense, don't it? You'd know it, too, if you were at all familiar with this little slice of Badland Heaven. 'Cause round these parts, that being the war zone, things get real lively on the first F-13 of the year. Today. 'Cause it's time for the damn Death Race Home Open. Hell yeah! It's one hell of a rowdy convocation, to be sure. A weekend of debauchery for the motliest crew of wasteland warriors you ever did see. The Holy Land for spinner racers, engine jockeys, octane junkies, and, well, the good old sort of Texas spirit that makes the war zone the most dangerous place in the wasteland. Here we stand, ready to tear through the notorious Houston kill zone just for kicks. 48 miles of twisting, turning mayhem. A devilish test of skill and tenacity. A symbolic testament to humanity and its will to defy any claim these tin cans have over our land. That, or maybe it's just as good excuse as any to get stone cold drunk. You be the judge.
Well, well, if it ain't Susie Six. Still trying to fly that old relic of yours, huh? What do you call her again? The Banshee? Or is it New Season, New Spinner? You know, if you need an upgrade, the tribe might be able to hook you up. As long as you ask. Real nice-like.
Well. Hey there, Dixon. Good to see you, buddy. Still compensating with that oversized spinner? Big generator sticking out of the hood for no good reason? The brick house, right? All that power, no place to pump it. Might as well call it the blue baller. Remember, champ, it's how you race, not the size of your ride.
Just make sure you don't end up as a smear on the road, huh? How about that? Yeah, that's right. Nothing more than a road smear, you hear me? A goddamn inconvenience. Because I don't want to ruin the vibe of my winning streak with having to come up with an on-the-spot eulogy for the biggest mouthpiece on the circuit.
Oh, such a gentleman you are, Dix, worrying about me so. But hey, good luck out there, you know. Seriously. Hope that big old spinner of yours can keep up with my silly little relic. Would be a damn shame to hear you had a premature ending. You know, art imitating life and all. Toodaloo, cowboy. Tribes and their colors, emblems of hope and defiance. All in this wild mishmash of an underworld carnival festival. Beneath it all, on the flip side of the taunts, the rivalry, the adrenaline, there's a camaraderie, an unspoken understanding of sorts. See, we might race against each other, but we also race against time, against the damn robots, against death itself. Might seem a little wasteful, these races. Dangerous, irresponsible. But we need them. Need something to look forward to drink to, something to fight for.
Oh, Suze, there you are. Did you get sidetracked?
Just some friendly banter with Dixon. You know how it is. Small dick energy. Typical Stockton tribe bullshit.
Yeah, charming as ever, I assume.
Like a snake in a sun hat.
Yeah. All right. Real talk, Suze. I got the drone up and ready for the occasion. I think I figured out that little kink in the decoy tech. Along with that reoccurring sensor issue that got her lost last time, you remember. We'll have eyes on you from above, as well as the other racers. Any sign of a red tail, or any other nasty surprises for that matter, and we'll give you all a heads up. Can't be too careful. No idea what the other teams can and can't see, after all.
Appreciate that, Hank.
Yeah, don't mention it. And, look, you're still... You got your baggage on lockdown for this, right? You good to go?
Yeah. Did a lot of thinking about it after what happened to Eddie. Listen, no matter how this goes down, you know I love this, right? The race, the rush, the tribe. All of it. I can still win. And even if I can't do that, I can sure as hell make a difference out there when it comes down to it.
And I ain't saying you can't. Just... consider me checking in on you. Courtesy maintenance is all. Alright? I believe in you, kid. So stay safe out there and bring the Banshee home in one piece, would you?
One piece, two pieces, whatever it takes, big guy. We'll make it back. Grinding across the finish line if I gotta.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. And also, don't big guy me, Susie Six. Watch your sass, girl.
You got it, old man. Just get my beer ready, okay? Be back in two shakes of a cat's ass. Strapping into her is the sweetest damn thing I ever had the pleasure of enjoying. Feel that? The rumble of the engines. The heartbeat of the wasteland. Time to ride. The scream of this spinner catching on the wind just right. All bets on the bench, you're getting cash today. Hold on to your hats. It's time for the death race. Logistics. Gotta find the perfect vantage so I can watch you make a meal out of my dust.
Easy, you two. Alright, Suze. There's a pileup up ahead. Looks like Jackson's spinner wing got itself spun. Took a whole damn building down on top of it. Change course. Head west through the alleyway.
Copy that, Hank. close. Looks like I'm not alone on this detour. Is that the spider bite I see? Is that you, Black Betty?
The same. Papa didn't know you're going off the beaten path. Ooh, scary kid stuff. Hope you know what you're doing.
Ha! Always, Bets. Besides, who wouldn't want the front row seat to your big show? Planning any dramatic spin-outs for us? You know, inquiring minds just gotta know.
You know, it ain't ever too late to trade in that relic for an announcer gig. We're all about big talk. You'd fit right in.
Got a lot more than just big talk for you today.
Yeah? Got your big girl pants on, don't you? How about you try to keep up? It's on my tail. Can't shake it. Gotta take it for a walk. Catch you on the finish line.
Fitz, veer right. Use the buildings as a cover. Betty! No!
Suze, stay focused. The race ain't over. Betty's gone. We have to slip that red tail.
To hell with the red tail, Hank. Console says she ain't flatline. She's still alive in there. I'm not leaving without her.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
You hear that? Yeah? It's the sound of everything going to hell. I lose more first place finishes that way. What else am I gonna do, though? I can't just leave Betty here, buried under rubble, sitting duck for that thing, and Lord knows what else. I can't. So I'm gonna do what any real death racer worth their stripes would do in a situation like this. Become a big damn hero and lose this race. All right, Sue. Deep breaths. It's do or die. You can do this. Let's go!
Suze? Suze, what the hell are you doing? Guns akimbo on a red tail? Kick back in the fucking Banshee!
Not without Betty, you hear?
Damn it, Susie. Can't a girl die in peace?
Quit your whining. I ain't leaving without you. Can you walk?
I don't think that's happening.
Come on. Come on, legs. Don't fail me now. This old girl's heavy, and those lasers are getting closer. Lucky thing that these robots are so poorly tuned these days. Can't aim worth a shit. Seriously, though, I swear, if I get out of this, drinks are on me. The party will keep going till my very last dime. Freaking knew you were gonna crash.
Yeah. You think I told you so's can wait a bit? I ain't going to let the last thing I hear be your voice gloating about me getting splashed by some flying trash can.
Right. Gotta make sure I get my licks in while I can.
While I can. That ain't too encouraging, girl. Gonna need you to be a bit more positive than that. Think your bedside manner could use a little work.
Yeah, well, I ain't no doctor. Sure as hell ain't your nurse either.
Susie, strap Betty in and get the hell out! I'll distract this damn thing!
Hank, that's my jam.
Are we taking song requests now?
Yeah, I do what I can.
Okay, hang in there, Bets. All right, stop your squirming. I just gotta strap you in. There. All right, good to go.
Susie, thank you. I mean it.
Now, don't mention it. Just promise to owe me one, okay? Or go ahead and pay it forward.
Smuggler's code. Didn't think you were old enough to know it.
More death racers should. Now let's get the hell out of here before that red tail calls its friends. Hank, we're coming in hot. The war zone. A place where death can come at us any moment of any damn day. But that day wasn't gonna be today. Could have been, though. That's why it's so damn important we fight tooth and nail for each other. Win at all cost. Just as long as that cost isn't leaving a man down. For what it's worth, and you might be wondering, no racers ended up dead today. And I'd make it over the finish line myself at a modest sixth place, too. Not bad, given the complications. Dixon's brick house kept running, despite crashing headlong into that toppled building, too. They even managed to pull Jackson out of that heap, thanks to Dix and his impromptu demolition derbying. Lost two spinners today, but that's a small price, really. What's important is that the death races today would inspire our Legion for another season of raids, like they always do. It's a tough job. But what isn't out here? Until we get back what's ours, our home. We'll be living hard, glory hounding the virtues of guts, grit, and gunpowder. That's what it means to be a Texan in this wild, wild damn wasteland. Well, toodaloo.
Well, look at you, listener. Back from your first death race and no worse the wear for it either. It's a hell of a thing. What they do out there, risking life and limb for the sake of a bit of morale. Hope's a powerful thing after all. Damn powerful. I appreciate you coming with us for this little detour someplace elsewhere in our wild wasteland, but I think we're ready to go home now. We've given Hannah and Callie enough time by now, surely. Before we get to our credits, I wanted to try out a new thing with you guys. We get so many nice comments, mostly through Spotify these days. And you know, it seems a damn shame not to read a few. Maybe even answer a question or two while I'm at it. So, Allie comments, where can I find y'all's intro song so I can play it on repeat as I sleep? I fucking love it. Our intro song is actually called A Florentine Story by Michelle Nobler and Louis Barra. From their album, Blue Dust. They've made the full thing available on YouTube. I wish I could say that it was made for Hanapocalypse, but like most of our music, we found it through one of our music providers. I think it was Audioblox, actually. Either way, it was a perfect fit, and I'm glad you agree. Brinchito39 says, on episode 21, I completely understand Callie's anger as a listener. I'd be angry at anything associated with hurt slash pain in someone I loved as well. I suppose that is one of the tough things about being a listener, just like Hannah in season 1. It's that you can't really tell these characters you're sorry, or even that it wasn't your choice to begin with. I'm the bad guy in this equation, and you're stuck with the unfair consequences of my actions and decisions, I'm afraid. Soako says, I love this podcast so much. The only zombie experience I've had that comes this close is the World Dies trilogy, and that's a massive compliment. Now, I'm not familiar with the World Dies trilogy, but I'll take it as the high compliment you meant it as. I often share the nice comments you folk leave for us with our cast, especially the ones about them. We, of course, don't do it for the praise, but doing this thing can be a bit thankless sometimes, and you guys showing up and bridging the gap of communication, it gets us through. In a way, we're the Hannah of Season 1 or the listener of Season 2, in that we don't really get to tell you how we feel that often, so I'm glad to take this moment to do so. Finally, last but certainly not least, Disappointed 1237 says, I never thought I'd identify with a zombie. It's oddly heartwarming. Wish I could merch. No matter how much subscriptions, Patreon, merch purchases, and all of that help us out, and really do go to paying our crew and getting stuff like art done for the show, you never should feel like you've gotta. Unless, of course, you just think it looks cool and want to rep it. We always operate on a give what you can, when and if you can. But supporting indie audio dramas like ours comes in many forms. And you giving us that 5-star that you did over on Apple is one of them. Thanks, listener. I want to thank recent patrons and Patreon tier upgrades, Little Crantree and DeAndre Brinson, and all our other wonderful longtime patrons for helping us make what we do a reality. Anyway, keep the comments coming in through Spotify and Apple, and we'll read a few each episode. Speaking of subscriptions, we want you to know, in case you do have a couple bucks you want to throw at our stuff, that we are now live with the Red Fathom Entertainment Channel Apple subscription, in addition to our home on Patreon. $3.99 a month gets you ad-free access to all of our episodes, and that's for all Red Fathom shows, past, present, and future, as well as a few extras previously only available through Patreon. Kind of think of it as a Patreon Lite for our shows, and of course a convenient in-app solution to supporting Red Fathom in the case you use iTunes or iTunes-powered podcast apps. Anyway, that's way too much Damien for today, if I do say so myself. Let's hear those credits, shall we?
An Apocalypse is written and produced by Red Fathom Entertainment and is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. Can you turn the page, please? No, well, I can't very well do it myself, can I? There we go. It's better. This episode was brought to you by the talents of our wonderful cast and crew, all of which can be found in the show notes, as well as our official webpage by typing redfathom.com/hanapocalypse into your browser, assuming you can get some kind of signal in this godforsaken dust bowl. We'd love it if you'd stop by and fix us up with a follow on socials as well. The music featured in our outro and throughout our series has been provided by Velvet Moon and Argle Bargle Studios. I'm assuming Hans Zimmer was busy. Well, you can find us in the wasteland that is Twitter. Yes, although we live hundreds of years into the future, we still refuse to call it X. And you can find us there as @Hanapoptical. Instagram as Red Fathom. And the new frontier that is Blue Sky as @redfathom.com if you like what you hear so far and would like to support the show as well as other future productions like it, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/redfathom. Patreon is of course a service that allows you to pitch us a couple of bucks. Gosh, really? On a monthly basis, in exchange for some extra material and content. It's rather good content as well, certainly worth the extra bucks. This includes ad-free early releases, behind-the-scenes info on all Red Fathom projects, and even a semi-monthly lore show where we deep dive into some of the world-building stuff. You know, all that kind of stuff that makes us and our lives so incredibly exciting and definitely not terrifying. Anyway, every dollar goes to paying our talent and improving the show, helping us bring stories like this one out of post-apocalyptia and straight into your ear holes, provided you have arms to put your headphones on, unlike some of us. That'll be that world-building stuff again. Anyway, enough of that. Until next time, listener.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries. The good people.